It's me, Lily, a frog. I live in a pond and I love to tell stories. Today's story is Peter Rabbit by Beatrix Potter, adapted and rearranged by Marlene Werfel. Peter was a beautiful cottontail hare, or jackrabbit, with strong back legs for running fast. He also had the fluffiest cheeks that made his mother adore him so much that she knitted him a sweater and a toque to keep him warm on chilly spring nights. The sweater and toque were a drab brownish color so that Peter could blend into the landscape and hide in piles of leaves and such. But his mother couldn't resist sewing a line of bright red Canada flag buttons down the tummy of the sweater and adding a burst of red in the pom-pom of the toque to match the buttons. "You'll be fine, my bunnies," she told Peter and his sisters Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail. "But the city can be a dangerous place. We need to watch out for cars by day and coyotes that slink out of the river valley by night. So take care, and remember, stay out of the community garden. There is a mad trapper there who sets traps to catch bunnies, and when he catches them, he drives away with them in his car, and they are never seen again. They call it humanely relocating. That is what happened to your father when he couldn't stay out of the cabbage patch, and we miss him so to this very day." Peter and his sisters played in the trees and bushes around the playground all day, but when they went near the community garden, Peter saw the cabbages growing green in the sunshine, and he sniffed their cabbagey smell, and he went mad with desire to nibble them. There was nobody in sight, except an old woman emptying her compost into the compost bins at the other end of the garden, and Peter didn't think she looked very dangerous at all. She certainly didn't have young, strong back legs like he did for running away. "I'll just nibble one leaf," thought Peter. But when he'd nibbled one, he noticed that the next one looked even more tender and green. So he had that one too, until the next thing he knew, the old lady was about to drop a bucket on his head. Peter dashed out of the way, but wherever he ran, it seemed, there were community gardeners shouting and yielding buckets to humanely relocate him in. He bounced this way and that, until, oops, he was in the garden shed. He bounced into a watering can to hide. Unfortunately, the can was full of cold, stinky compost tea. Peter was quivering and miserable when he heard his sister's voice whisper through the back of the shed, "Psst, Peter, they'll catch you for sure if they see the red pom-pom on your toque sticking up out of that watering can. Throw it into the flower pot beside you." It was Flopsy, his oldest and very clever sister, and Peter did what she said. When the old woman with the bucket came into the shed and saw the little red pom-pom sticking out of the flower pot, she cried, "Aha!" And she trapped the toque and the flower pot under her bucket, carried it off to her smart car, put it in the trunk, and drove away. Leaving Peter behind, Peter climbed, bedraggled and trembling, out of the watering can and hopped home to his mama. His new sweater was all unraveled and the bright shiny red Canada flag buttons were gone. He'd had such a shock that he had a bad cold by the time he got home, and his mama sent him straight to bed with a cup of chamomile tea.